Bars and restaurants in Ohio closed on March 15th, and the stay-at-home order took effect March 23rd. And the state is now starting to feel the financial effects of those and other restrictions imposed to halt the spread of coronavirus. Last month's preliminary state revenue was down 10.5% from estimates, with sales and use taxes missing projections by more than 8% and income taxes off by more than 5%. But Budget Director Kimberly Murnick says it's only going to get worse, with the tax deadline moved from April 15th to July 15th.
April is typically our largest month for income tax collections, and we expect to see a significant amount of funding shifted into the future fiscal year.
Murnick says the state has a budget surplus of $90 million now, and spending cuts haven't started. And she says using the $2.7 billion in the rainy day fund is a last resort, though Governor Mike DeWine has said it's possible. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.